Caught between Turkey and Greece. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Refugees trying to get to Europe are bottlenecked on the Aegean Islands. Plus, it's easy to forget about people groups that have been considered breached. We'll explain what that means in just a few minutes. But we'll start today in Greece, which has halted construction on new refugee camps in the Aegean Islands after locals protested. Tasos Ioannidis of AMG International says,
"They want really the refugees to be moved from the islands to the mainland. And the government does not want to do that because then Turkey refuses to take back those who come but are denied asylum. So once they leave the islands, it's harder to return them if they're applications for asylum are rejected. So it's a complicated situation.
If the refugees get to the mainland, AMG can provide them with permanent homes, medical care, and language training. Locals have grown fatigued from the constant stream of refugees needing care, but Christians can see the situation differently.
So when we see the situation and we wonder, well, what is going on? We can't really keep on doing this forever. We need to remind ourselves that God is bringing these people to us and we need to be caring for them and showing them the love of Jesus. And God is at work and He is transforming lives.
Ioannidis believes that one day, refugees who first heard the gospel in Greece will take it back to Syria and other countries in the Middle East. For this next story, we just want to warn you it's a little graphic. In East Africa, children with disabilities or mental health conditions are often severely mistreated. Dean Vandermeer with Set Free Ministry says these children are often chained up, abused, and sometimes even cast out.
They actually put them in the jungle and they let the wild dogs come and eat them at times, so it's even worse than you might think. Sometimes they're not just chained to a pole, they're actually left to die.
Set Free has founded or supported 17 schools in East Africa that welcome students of all abilities. One boy named Robert suffered severe abuse as a young child that left both his legs broken and twisted. Robert was left for dead, but another family took him in.
We invited him to come to one of our schools, even though he was severely handicapped. And not only that, but we had some donors wanting to help repair his legs, and so he went through 4 very extensive surgeries. Today, Robert can run, he can walk, and he's the top student in his class. He's valedictorian.
You can show Christ's love to these children in East Africa by supporting Set Free Ministries. We'll connect you at missionnews.org. And for Set Free's ministry partners,
prayer's obviously what this whole ministry is bathed in. And so pray for health, pray for safety, and then pray that God would be glorified through the stories, through the witnesses.
And many ministries have plans for reaching the unreached. But who exactly are the unreached, and what would it mean for the church to equip them with the gospel? According to Ed Weaver with Spoken Worldwide, the line between reached and unreached is a thin one.
If a people group has more than 2% evangelical population in it, then there's a sense that there's enough local church momentum to be able to take over the mission of the gospel to that people group. There's enough critical mass, if you will.
But is that really enough? Weaver says sometimes, even if a people group is considered reached, they may not have the resources they need to effectively continue spreading the gospel message.
There's a lot of prayer that's necessary around this to really help organizations be able to understand where they need to put the appropriate level of resources, both in terms of human resources and financial resources.
Written Bibles, oral scripture, and discipleship training are just a few of the resources that many budding parts of the church need. Weaver says it can be difficult to get international believers invested in groups that are already considered reached. You can help change that trend with links at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. We depend on our listeners and sponsors to keep MNN on the air. Every bit helps as we look at the headlines through the lens of the Great Commission. So would you consider giving today? Just look for the Support MNN tab on our website to donate online or get the address to send a check. Go to missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.